Welcome to Bear Grease Week on KUMD.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth.
103.3 KUMD. Well, if you make a phone call to the Jim's Team Sled Dog Rescue, you're going to hear all that barking and some very sad and pathetic howling. Jim's Team Sled Dog Rescue in Bayfield, Jim Lynch on the phone with us this morning. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning to you and your listeners in the Northland.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. Jim, if you are a fan of the Bear Grease or maybe of the Apostle Island Sled Dog Marathon, if you've tried to meet some sled dogs, educate yourself about sled dogs, they're amazing dogs. They're smaller than you think they're going to be. And they're a lot friendlier than you think they're going to be. They're, in some ways, they're a lot like your dogs at home. I mean, your regular old mutt pet dogs, right?
Right, absolutely. Most sled dogs, probably compared to most house pets, are pretty well socialized. They have to be used to everything out on the trail and in the kennel. And, of course, when you have those wonderful sled dogs, you get a lot of visitors that want to see them. So any stranger can walk up to my dogs and pet them, and they're going to treat you just like they treat me.
Which, yeah, in my case, that means they're going to sit right on you. Now, one of the things that I have heard, though, from different people is that sled dogs have a strong prey drive, which is part of what makes them so successful, in particular if they are racers. They need to run. They need a job. Obviously, you have a dog that when you harness him up, he wants to go, so you slap a leash on him and you're kind of left flapping in the breeze behind him. They can be chatty, as we all know.
Yes,
so
they can.
Do they make challenging house pets?
Well, if they come from an environment where they've lived in a kennel, to integrate them into a house pet situation is a little confusing for them for the most part, because they like being outside and the smells and the sounds and the birds and each other. But also, since I'm their pack leader, getting to come into the house is like a big field trip. So, it's not a problem. It can go both ways.
I've discovered from some mushing friends also that as they become older, they begin to realize that, especially when it's a 30 below wind chill, the house is really not a bad place to be.
I disagree in a way. As they're so used to being outside. You know, of course, my dogs have nice houses and hay, and they curl up in there, and they do fine. You bring them in the house sometimes, and they would just as soon go back outside.
Jim, tell us a little bit about your sled dog rescue. You hear a lot about different kinds of breed rescue, but you don't really hear as much about sled dog rescue.
Well, yeah, I never set out originally, I guess. I think a lot of mushers would say they never really had a plan, and I started out, just with one or two dogs and ski jouring, and then I wanted more, and through talking to people, and of course, being a guy that doesn't want to spend a lot of money on stuff, I just kind of decided to get one from the shelter that I like, and then it kind of went on from there, and we got one from local animal control, a couple of them from the shelter, and especially the shelter dogs, they really give back. They know that you're putting them in a good place, and those dogs, it takes a little time to integrate them, to train them as a sled dog, which always is a lot of training, but they sure love being here now.
Well, and it isn't practical for mushers, I would imagine, to keep every single dog that they have, because if you're looking at a sled dog team, I mean, you're looking at least a dozen dogs. I mean, people, think,
sure.
Oh, man, I have to stop at two dogs. That's too many. And if you have a sled dog team, it could be a dozen dogs. It could be more. And it may or may not be practical for a musher to keep all of those dogs after they're done with their racing. So where do those dogs go?
Well, a lot of there are some, some different outfits around the country. I think if you, Googled sled dog rescue, you would find lots of different outfits that gear towards that. And then also a lot of them, you know, other people will take them that want to get into a recreational team. You know, any Huskies are just wonderful dogs. Siberian Huskies and Alaskans, they're such wonderful dogs. They're great house pets. Sled Dog Central is a website where people, you know, place dogs. And I always see that it seems to me like, you know, all the dogs get placed, or someone takes them as a house pet or wants to get into recreational mushing.
Jim, if somebody goes to the Bear Grease, for example, or the Apostle Island Sled Dog Race, and they see the dogs and they pat the dogs and they say, oh my gosh, these are great dogs, I want one at home, what would you recommend that they do in terms of research and in terms of how to match up a sled dog with a family so that people don't end up making the wrong decision, as people so often do with dogs, because they're so cool?
Yeah, that's, you know, I guess that's always hard a little bit to say a particular dog is going to work with you or not. I can't say I got a lot of answers for that, but I think any dog, if you take it into your environment and spend time with it and give it a job, if not, just going for walks daily, you know, they're gonna integrate with you. Again, there is lots of sources out there for, you know, rescuing dogs, and, you know, I suggest people come to go to the Bear Grease, or especially our local Apostle Island Sled Dog Race. Come see me. You can meet these dogs, and before they run, they're a little bit excited. But if you come visit them after I run, then they'll just sit there and let you pet them and love them. But before the race, they're so doggone excited to go run, they can't contain themselves.
Exactly. Sometimes they're kind of like kids. It's like, I really don't have time to deal with you right now. I have mm-hmm. my mind focused somewhere else. Do your research and talk to folks so that you make sure that an adoption, you're getting the right kind of dog for your family.
Exactly.
A sled dog that doesn't want to move, that just wants to sit on the couch, that's the kind of sled dog that I'm looking for. That's the one that would fit in with my family.
Well, I think, you know, that can, I've seen a number of 8, 10, 12-year-old sled dogs that, you know, someone stopped running and went to a family, and they become good house dogs. It's a matter of just time and integrating them. Of course, a dog can't be a sled dog forever. When they get to, you know, 12 years old around there, then it's time to retire them. But then you give them a good life in the home, and, you know, just think of all the things a sled dog has seen and done. So I think just like humans, they don't mind retiring.
Well, and of course, sled dogs rarely want to keep coming out of retirement, unlike some professional athletes we could name.
Exactly.
Jim, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And we'll get a link set up to Jim's team, Sled Dog Rescue, so that you can get more information if you'd like to learn more about the rescue and more about sled dogs. This is Northland Morning, and we'd like to thank Jim Lynch for being our guest this morning here on 103.3 KUMD.
This KUMD Bear Grease Report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.